shotgun shack. You may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by.
Tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground. Into the blue again. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
That was Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads, live version. I'll stop making sense. This is Reese. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with my good friends Manu and Zach.
I'm Manu. I'm Zach, and I'm staring into Reese's lovely eyes.
We are really excited to be here today. Seems like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. My normal show is with my other friend Dana, Sundays at noon. So give that a listen.
Currently we love seven. Dana.
Yeah. Dana's a great person.
I sat in this chair right at the beginning of recording and immediately fell off the chair.
That did happen, yeah.
Yeah, I just sat and the chair just...
It was like kind of like a cartoon almost.
Yeah, it was on me though. It was on me.
Yeah. What cartoons did you watch growing up, Zach?
I loved Amazing World of Gumball and
great cartoon.
The Regular Show.
Regular Show.
I love The Regular Show.
Great one.
Yeah, banger show. I liked Muscle Man. He goes, you know.
Yeah, I really liked Wild Kratts. Oh, and Cyber Chase.
Oh yeah, God. You would like Wild Kratts.
I love
Kratts.
Cyber Chase.
Oh my God.
How about you, Reese?
I was down with Gumball. I liked Adventure Time also.
Adventure Time's a terrible take. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
Adventure Time was just not it.
I liked Adventure Time. I like that yellow dog. The yellow
Jake,
long
Jake
dog.
The dog. Yeah, and he gets longer.
Yeah, and then that other dude who has a sword. Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
Yeah, no, well, it got better. It
did get better, I guess.
Yeah. They like once they started developing the story, it was I also love SpongeBob. So like classic SpongeBob.
SpongeBob feels like it's like not for kids anymore. Like I feel like a lot of people watching SpongeBob are
Could I do my SpongeBob impression on air, or is that like blasphemous and crazy?
I think you should try it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I think you should try it.
This is him laughing, okay? Is that like, was that acceptable?
I'd like to apologize to all headphones users after that.
Oh, no. No, I mean, lucky you guys wearing headphones. You got to hear that really up close and personal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But yeah, we'll keep it moving now. Right. Good. Glad to hear about your cartoons though.
Good. Yeah.
We got a Beatles cover and then a Beatles song up next.
A Beatles cover and a Beatles song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
This one I actually think is a really rare Beatles cover. Only because what's unique about it is I think it's better than the original. Like just straight up better. Which is kind of crazy considering that the Beatles are the Beatles. But you know, the guy who performed the song is kind of the dude. So yeah, great song.
Let's hear it.
So this is We Can Work It Out by Stevie Wonder. Enjoy.
Oh, darling. Thank you. gotta see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? While you see it your way, on the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying, you can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying, we can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
Can you hear me now? Hey! baby, you just go to my head.
All right, that was Day Tripper by Jimi Hendrix, another Beatles cover. I did so accidentally good. Play the Beatles song first earlier, but, you know, happens.
That's okay. And anyone who says that Ringo's, like, not a great drummer has not listened to the what's it called? The fill at the end of Day Tripper when he's just getting into a groove and they're like, Day Tripper, boom, boom, bro, bro, bro. That's just so fun.
On that song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I know that's not Ringo drumming there, but, like, okay. He did the fills originally, and, like, this drummer was doing those fills, too, because
okay, I gotcha.
It was just so good on the original, you know what I'm saying?
For those of you who don't know, Zach is a drummer.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. 16 years now, because I'm 20, which is nuts.
You 20?
Can't help but notice, Reese, switching topics, that you're wearing a Denver Broncos sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about how you're feeling this season.
Well, we have a winning record, actually, Manu.
It's good to hear.
3-2. Bo Nix had his best game of the season.
Really put on a performance last night. Yep. Better than some of the previous.
Two picks by Pat Surtain, Defensive Player of the Year candidate now.
Wow.
I feel great. How do you feel about your team paying Daniel Jones $36 million a year, Manu?
I think this radio cannot have any Danny Dimes disrespect.
Yeah, we're not going to tolerate it. You're not going to insult our quarterback like that.
Any Danny Dimes disrespect.
You remember when he had an open field to run for a touchdown and then he tripped over himself?
Remember when Bo Nix had negative yards in the third quarter?
It was in the first half, thanks. And we won that game, so...
Not because of Bo Nix. Yeah,
not because of Bo Nix.
Yeah, and also, Danny Dimes has the fastest legs in the league. Maybe the world?
Probably the world. I don't think there's a single person that can outrun Danny. I think it's Danny Dimes, then Noah Lyles.
Yes. He may take the cake for the fastest white guy to ever live.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that's up there.
Maybe.
Ever.
Yeah.
I get that.
They used to call him White Lightning.
Yeah, that's what they called me in high school,
really?
Actually.
Yeah.
Yep, they called me White Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and...
Isn't lightning already white?
I don't know if lightning is necessarily white. Does lightning have a color?
If you're calling my nickname redundant, I don't appreciate it. Yeah. But, yeah, what's the cue we got coming up? What's the cue?
Okay, I promise it's in the right order this time. We have another Talking Head, same album, Stop Making Sense.
Oh my gosh!
You think to these people we're Talking Heads?
Oh my god! Well, clear. that was so funny, Manu. Who are the Talking Heads? You want to give an introduction to who the Talking Heads were, because you know and love that band so well.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pass this back to you, Zach. While I do know and love them so much, I think it's better when you explain. You just have a way with it.
The Talking Heads were a great band in the 80s, and they put together one of the best, live performance movies.
Yeah. Concert movies.
Concert movies, yes, of all time, where everything was, everything down to like the last, down to the last detail was planned and arranged, and it is out on HBO Max, and I suggest that everyone watch it just because of how incredible and how captivating it is, how captivating Dave Byrne is.
We are not sponsored. No. Just want
to. I took you to see it in Davis Square.
Yeah.
Last year.
It was an incredible experience. It was the 50th or not the 50th. That would have been 30th anniversary.
35th, maybe, I don't know.
Of the release of that movie, and so we went to go see it at the theater, and it was a. It was a great experience. Yeah. And you also, did you meet Dave Byrne?
I did meet David Byrne.
It's pretty crazy.
And I saw him on his Broadway show.
Wow.
He's very, very talented performer.
Yeah. I mean, a total creative genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sick. They all went to, everyone in the band went to Rhode Island School of Design.
Hmm.
Interesting little tidbit. And then they decided to make some great music, which is pretty awesome.
So yeah, here's some more of that album. This is Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. Oh. That was Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey by Paul and Linda McCartney. a former Beatle. That I like that breakdown during the Admiral Halsey part with the horns, you know.
Oh yeah,
the horns are nasty.
Great song. And you know what? It's pretty crazy. I mean, like, people who love music and who love playing music know that Paul McCartney is like an incredible bassist, but like his talents cannot be understated. His ability to like craft bass parts is just unbelievable, and he can play like all the instruments too and arrange everything if he wants to. So, you know, I mean, he's kind of a freak that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Manu right now is shuffling through a binder of am I allowed to reveal this on air?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. He's shuffling through a binder of PSAs, public service announcements, and I immediately thought of Jay-Z going like, "My name is Hove. H to the O." You know what I'm saying? Like his song, Public Service Announcement.
I'm looking for the best PSA for all of you guys, so just give me a minute or two.
Okay. Well, wait, hey. I saw one with Abbey Road on it. That seems to be a theme of today.
Can we not reveal the binder contents, please?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or else I won't get paid.
We don't get paid. That might.
No. Oh, you're not getting paid for this? Oh, Manu's not even getting paid for this. He's just like here voluntarily. Can you believe that? Oh my god.
Illegal if we get paid.
What?
Is it illegal to get paid?
Is it
it's illegal to get paid. Yeah, that's the question that you just asked. Is it illegal to get paid?
For this.
I think it's illegal to not get paid. And for this. When you have a well, actually. Oh yeah, read that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Read that one. That one has a special kind of leaf on it. And it's not the Canadian leaf.
I'm not doing that one. I'm doing a different one.
Okay. Well, you know what?
You know what? This is the one I'm doing. All right. So this is a PSA on some free hearty meals for everyone. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. That's just a few minutes from here. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty meals for all hosts. These free meals for everyone who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all. I repeat, no money at all. Guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request, and everyone is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.com. That's heartymealsforall.org. It's org.org. Heartymealsforall.org.
Org. Well, that's a great PSA. If you do show up to that, Manu and I will be on the side, and Manu will be mama birding the food right into my mouth. Right into my mouth. You know, I like it straight from the source, and if Manu's there to provide, I'm just here to receive.
That is an accurate description of what will happen.
It's true.
This is not exaggerated in any way.
No, it's not. This is just the truth.
You had me on the hearty meals until you said all meals contain vegetables, because I'm still not big on my vegetables.
You're not down with vegetables? Are
you're
you
not
five?
Down for vegetables, Reese? I think it's time you take a look at this PSA and maybe think inward.
That's true. You know what? Next time I have vegetables, I'm putting it on a fork, and I'm saying open wide for the airplane, and you're just going to
have to. And you're
going to
open wide, because that's
you're
the
just
rule gonna
of
have
the airplane. You're
going to
have to do it. You're going to have to do it.
Yep.
I love spinach. I'll put spinach on everything, and that is mostly because of my father, Dave Zinman. Shout out
Dave Zinman.
Who also, while he was at Tufts, this is kind of a sidebar, but while he was at Tufts, he played music. On the radio, he did. And yeah, I'm forgetting which song he played six times in a row, but my dad played a song six times in a row, and it annoyed everyone so much. And then he got expelled from Tufts University for doing that. Can you believe that?
Doesn't even have a college degree.
Yeah, he doesn't because he got expelled for playing the same song six times. That's false, by the way. I don't want
to. Your father went to Tufts University, Zach? Did your grandfather also attend Tufts University?
Yeah, and yeah, we have the field.
Yeah,
Zinman Field.
Okay, it's spelled differently, and no, we don't have the field. I need to clarify this right now before that becomes off the hook as a stop menu. But yeah, no, it is the field is spelled Zimman, and my last name is Zin, as in Nancy, Man.
Can you repeat that one more time in case anyone missed it?
No.
Okay. All right. Next song is Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting by Elton John, which I think is true.
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting?
Yeah, Zim is almost did some fighting Saturday night.
That's so true. Two nights ago, I got into some verbal altercation, not like some serious verbal altercations with two people, but you know, we got a little into it, and it was nice. Primarily, it was nice because it was warranted. It was warranted with these two people, but you know what? We bounce back and we recover, and we celebrate because I won.
Let's just play the song.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry. This is Elton John. Enjoy.
Okay, bye.
years ago, in days of old, when magic filled the air. Magic filled the air. Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum at the evil wall crept up and slipped away with her, yeah. I ain't nothing happened.
That was Ramble On by Led Zeppelin, and Slippery People by Talking Heads. Also, I'll Stop Making Sense before that.
Yeah, Ramble On, unbelievable song. I over the summer, I always knew how to play bass because I know like how to play guitar, and it's just the top four strings of a guitar. But I knew how to play bass, but now I know how to actually play bass, like, in practice, because I bought a bass over the summer, and I learned how to do it, and Ramble On was the first song I learned how to play on bass, which was pretty cool. I learned it how, I'm forgetting, John Paul Jones played the bass in the actual song, which is pretty cool. And then I learned the guitar part as well. So yeah, great song.
Yeah, a lot of good Zeppelin.
There is a lot of good Zeppelin. There's a lot of good Zeppelin. I mean, I would say that Led Zeppelin 4, to me, is like the perfect album. Because, I mean, it's when Led Zeppelin really found... they always knew their sound, which was like kind of crazy. But like... Led Zeppelin 4 was like the pinnacle of, I think, their creative abilities. Led Zeppelin 4 has Stairway to Heaven on it. It has a bunch of great tunes on it. But yeah, I'm like blanking on what exactly is on Led Zeppelin 4 for some reason.
Rock and Roll, Black Dog.
Oh, yeah, all those. What is it? Going to California, of course, is on it. When the Levee Breaks is on it.
Oh, When the Levee Breaks is good.
Their discography, they don't have any bad songs, which is why, I mean, they're, like, the best band ever. maybe the Beatles, but I don't know. But technically speaking, one of the best bands ever. It's just kind of what happens when you got Jimmy Page, who's like the best guitarist in the world at the time, and then you have John Bonham, who's like the best drummer in the world at the time, and John Paul Jones, who's an incredible bassist, and they have Robert Plant, whose voice is one of the, if not like the most iconic voice in rock and roll history. So they were like a super group that sort of just started out together, which is kind of weird and crazy. But yeah, that's my rant about Led Zeppelin.
That's a stellar segue, Zach, because our last song is by an actual supergroup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I was going to do Sweet Judy Blue Eyes because that's a great song, but it's also 7 minutes, and we don't have 7 minutes, so another time. Playing Our House, which is a cute little tune.
That's a great one.
Nice and, yeah.
Yeah, it's a, that's definitely like a cute little song.
Yeah.
But yeah, Neil Young, I'm forgetting which benefit it was, but he has this concert that he would play at in the Bay Area, like basically every year for a while. So I knew a lot of people who have like either met him or have seen him perform in the Bay Area, which is pretty cool. He's pretty great. But yeah, play the song.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts, Manu, as you puzzle over your micro practice test?
Good luck, everyone.
just yeah.
That was deep. Life.
It's tough out here.
That was deep. You know who said that?
Who said that?
Gandhi. Oh my God! Manu and I are doing our secret handshake.
It's really
right
cool.
Now.
Yeah. In secret.
Yeah.
All right. This is Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Tune into my and Dana's show Sundays at noon.
Yeah, tune in. Yeah. Oh, Dana wanted me to mention that the Vikings are 5-0.
Dana, do you think Dana could recognize a football if it were presented to her?
Maybe if it hit her in the face.
No, Dana just bandwagons the Minnesota teams when they're good.
So true.
And we disapprove.
We disapprove.
Anyway, yeah. See y'all next time. Here's Our House.
Bye.
Light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. You bought today.